Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Welcome back, Yankee fan. This is the Chase for 28 podcast, powered by SeatGeek. And this is episode number 69. 69!
Your mother's on her way down the stairs.
I hope not. My name is Chris, and I am joined again by the podcast Padre, my dad, John Nessie. What's up, Pop?
Oh, nothing. Another Friday night. Baseball season started. Home opener. Come and gone. And we're over. Well, you can't win everything.
You mean they weren't going to go 160-1?
No, they came close, but hey, the bats got a little quiet today.
Bats have been a little quiet the last couple games for some people, but we'll get into that.
Yes.
But here we are. This is 1 week of the season is in the books, and I think we got some good things to talk about this Yankee team. What say you so far?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of highlights. I mean, sweep Houston. That sends a message.
Didn't see that coming at all. Hoped for it.
No.
You know, fantasized about it. But to take all four from the Astros?
Yeah, take all four. No, nobody, I don't think anybody expected it. You know, you just hope to like go in and at least split. They did better than that. They kept coming back. They had a comeback attitude and it worked. Now they just got to keep that attitude up all season. Granted, you're not going to win every game. Every once in a while, you run into a pitcher who's on, and you know he'll shut you down. But come back the next day. That's all you can do.
So as we just said, they take all four from Houston. Then they went to Arizona to whatever they call it, Chase Bank One, whatever. They take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. And what you just said, you know, they kind of gutted out some wins. And something that I have noticed about this team through the first week is, and I'm seeing a lot of people use this term now, the Soto effect, right? This team in the box is taking more pitches. I think they are having better at bats and they are making the opposing starting pitcher work. And that's not something we've seen in quite some time from the New York Yankees.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to the way they were a few years ago. That was the whole thing, that they had long at-bats, they took pitches, they worked the pitcher, and the past 2-3 years, they kind of got away from that. But now, based on Soto, that's the way he is, and I mean, some of our players who we've had for a few years, it's still amazing how you'll wonder, like, why are they swinging at that pitch? It like bounced in the other batter's box. What's going on? But I don't think we'll talk about those negatives today.
No, I mean, we could certainly try to keep this as positive as possible, but
yeah, no, they're all, you could see it. For whatever Volpe did with his swing, so far, so good. One of the things I noticed in today's game, I mean, you say like make the pitcher pitch and you don't want to complain so much about, you know, the umpire, you know, behind the plate, you know, he's there, he's making the same calls for both teams. But I didn't see the whole game today, but for what I was watching, they said the home plate umpire kind of has a propensity to like give the pitchers the outside pitch. boy, was he giving the pitchers the outside pitch today. I think Soto a couple of times gave him the death stare.
There were balls, and I don't know if they changed. The angle looked to me, watching it on YES, that it's the same, you know, center field angle that,
yeah,
you know, we've seen, you know, forever, right, at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And I was watching Stroman pitch in the first inning. I watched the whole game today. Watched him pitch in the first inning, and I don't know where Trevino was setting up, but it looked like he himself was setting up where if he was centered, he was centered over the, you know, if it was a right-handed batter, he was centered over the line of the left-handed batter's box for a right-handed hitter. And there were just, and Kay and O'Neill were like, oh, that ball's a little outside, but they got the little box on the screen and it looked like it was a foot and a half outside. So I don't know in some regards what they were looking at, but it looked like a lot of these pitches were like, oh, that's not a waste pitch. I'm like, a waste pitch? Nearly threw it into the backstop. But then, yeah, like you're saying,
I think that's all the angle and whatnot. They're kind of like right up there behind home plate, so they do have a better angle on it. I don't think they're watching the TV monitor to see the pitches. So I think it does have a little bit to do with the angle, because you're not directly – if you were looking right over the pitcher's head, then I think we'd see what they were seeing. But yeah, again, you see it, you're up over his right shoulder and you're at an angle, so you're really not seeing. Because how many times do you see the pitch like that and then they'll show you the replay and they'll show it from like the overhead behind the plate?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I didn't think the pitch was anywhere, you know, where it actually was. I thought it was more inside or more outside. And then they show you that angle and you're like, oh, look, it's like right down the middle.
Yeah. But no, you are right. The home plate umpire, his name escapes me. I know Angel Hernandez was on the field, but thank God he wasn't behind the plate. A lot of calls that not just painting the corner for whoever was pitching. I mean, it was bad both ways.
Yes. Right?
But a lot of questionable calls. And I think Soto has, you know, he kind of reminds me of Wade Boggs in the box, where we're looking at a professional hitter who has a real good understanding of the strike zone. And
yeah,
I'm willing to bank on if he thinks it's a ball, it was probably a ball.
Yeah, he's the type of hitter where he could turn to the umpire and go, I'll let you know when it's a strike.
Yeah, yeah, we need
Soto. And he'll be right.
We need Soto umps.
because I saw his last at bat? It was like a 3-1 pitch. And again, from the angle, it was a ball. And the ump called it a strike, and Soto just like looked at him, and he's shaking his head, and he got back in, and ended up Soto struck out on a changeup.
Yeah.
And as soon as he swung and missed, he just turned and looked at that umpire. Only God knows if he actually said something, but he took the bat, he flipped it, he slammed his helmet down on the ground. It's like, you know, I should be on first base now, and I'm out because of you.
Yeah. But you know what? As John would say, that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah. true.
And you know what? The Yankees gave it a go today. Obviously, you would have liked to see some offense in the first eight innings of the game, but they had two people on. They had the tying run at the plate. Verdugo should have maybe taken a couple of pitches and maybe put together a better at bat. But I mean, he gave it a ride. But in essence, he was going for the short porch there. Yeah, he was going for right field, you know. But it was not to be today, as the Yankees did fall to the Blue Jays 3-0 in the home opener. Yet you had all the pomp and circumstance. And, you know, you see highlights of opening day from around the league, and it might be my Yankee bias. But in your experience watching baseball, can you think of a team that does opening day better in terms of the visuals and just what it means and just the look of it?
What am I going to say? Who does it better than us?
That's right.
I mean, I'm sure the guy sitting out there in, let's say, I don't know, pick any, you know, like out in Cleveland, he's like, oh yeah, look how we do it. Nobody does it better than us. Give everybody their credit.
That's true. Let's consider. So obviously the sweep in Houston is nice, and you know, they get swept. Toronto comes into Houston, and Houston throws the first no-hitter of the season.
Yes.
Guy making his name escapes me, but making his eighth major league start. made his debut last year, and comes out and throws a no-hitter. Surprising to see in the first start of the season that you'd be allowed to go the full nine.
I think he only threw like 105 pitches.
Most guys on opening in their first start, they're going to go, you know, 85 to 90. You're not getting that big of a leash.
Yeah. Well, again, who knows what he did in spring training, how many pitches they had built him up to. So, yeah, I'll give it back to you. That's baseball, Susan.
There you go. Now, did you get to stay up and watch any of the games in Arizona? I know we had texted a little bit, but I could tell those were early on in those games. Did you stay up and watch significant amounts of the games out west?
No, I'm old now. I watched. I saw a lot of the Monday night game. Each night, I kind of saw like a little less, a little less.
Here's what I like. This team seems to have the desire to want to kind of claw back if they're down. And again, they did that today at the stadium. Obviously, it didn't work out. I mean, the offense didn't show up on Tuesday. They lose 7-0 and get shut out. But, you know, the lineup is balanced. You know, it's a lot of lefty-righty, 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 switch-hitter. Yeah. And we haven't seen that in, God, it feels like 20 years.
No, way back in the old days, they had multiple switches. They used to have like 3 or 4 of them in the lineup.
And I did see Oswaldo Cabrera take a right-handed at bat. So it seems like it's a matchup thing.
Must be. He probably has his pitching report and he knows who we can put the bat on the ball.
Yes. So the rest of this series, we've got Toronto today. Well, obviously this comes out on Saturday, so that's why we say today. And tomorrow, Sunday is calendar day at the ballpark.
That's right, to the first 18,000 fans.
Yes. And then the Yankees have 3 against the Marlins at home. And if you were planning on being there for the 2 o'clock Eclipse game, the Yankees announced today that that game has been pushed back till 6 o'clock on Monday night.
All right. Yep.
I think the first 18,000 still get commemorative solar eclipse t-shirts.
What else are we going to do with them?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I feel really good about this team. They are currently 6-2, first place in the AL East. Something that I'm not excited about. Nestor Cortez.
Yes. Monday's game. He had that bad. No, that was the little game they lost 7-0, the second game. He gave up, 3 runs in the first inning. And I said, oh, here we go again. And actually then he did shut them down again. They scored the rest of their other 4 runs against the bullpen. But again, that's another bad start. He just doesn't look like Nesta from 2 years ago.
And the more again, 2 starts is a very small sample size, but even going back to last year, and yes, he was hurt, but even before he got hurt, he did not look like the Nestor Cortez of 2022. And it's not like he had been putting together this stellar starting pitching career as a major leaguer. You know, he came out of nowhere in 2022 as an all-star and, you know, the funky windups and the different things that he does and the Super Mario. But now, I mean, we're looking at a guy who is through 2 starts. He's 0-1. His ERA is 6.3. He's pitched 10 innings, given up 13 hits, given up 7 runs, all earned.
Yeah. Well, they always say, like, are you warming up right? Should you warm up a little more? Should you warm up a little less? But again, you've had success. So, you know, what did you do 2 years ago? It hasn't changed that much. Hopefully he finds himself.
We need him to find himself because, I mean, we don't have the greatest starting rotation at this point in time. So I think that's still a question mark.
Yeah. Well, they're all question marks, but aside from him, Stroman has done fantastic in his 2 starts. You couldn't ask for any more from him.
Look, I got to say, with Stroman, so I think I had mentioned this last week, you know, Francesa, other people talking about Stroman and, you know, his style of pitching and how is that going to translate to Yankee Stadium? And I remember Mike saying, you know, he's probably not going to be great at home where you're going to give up a lot of fly balls and fly balls at Yankee Stadium will translate into home runs. So he had been saying that he would see Stroman as probably being better on the road. Okay. But then to hear the guys talk about him in the scouting reports and like watching the two games he's played, he's pitched in, you know, they talk about him being this sinker style pitcher, trying to get the ground ball. And I'm pretty sure you can't hit a ground ball over the fence. So who is he?
Well, you know, when Francesa talks, people listen. You know that, don't you?
That's true.
I can't imitate him. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not Giannotti. I can't do it.
Okay. Anyway. But hey, you know, through two starts, 12 innings pitched, no earned runs. 3 runs have been scored while he's been pitching, but no earned runs through 12 innings and, you know, 10 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 159 against the Stroh show, and he's 1-0. And, you know, I am happy. And he's also on one of my fantasy teams, so that's also a plus two.
Stop living in a fantasy world.
Well, I can't play it, so let me just put him on a computer screen. Although softball season starts in a couple weeks, so I'll be back out there. What else is going on in the land of Yankee pitching? Relief pitching.
Well, wait, hold on. Rodon has done well. He pitched. I saw a lot of the game Wednesday afternoon. He did fine.
All right, well, let me just look at his numbers. ERA 2.79. 9 2/3 innings pitched, 12 hits, 3 runs, 3 of them, 3 earned, given up 2 homers, walk 5, struck out 7. I need to see more.
You're seeing more than you saw last year.
That's true. That's true.
But again, it's early. Just keep doing it.
All right, we'll keep going through rotation. Luis Gil. He looked good.
He looked good. Hopefully, I mean, he's, you always got to worry, you know, when he's back, he hasn't pitched for 2 years.
Yeah.
You're just hoping that, okay, you know, just keep going and you're probably going to get to that point where, you know, I got the tired arm. I need a, you know, I got to skip a start or something. That's got to happen. I've even heard the talk
that he might even be on some sort of innings limit this season coming off of the Tommy John surgery. Although he did make 4 or 5 starts in the minors in September. But again, so it hasn't been completely a long time since he's seen game action. But it was just nice to see him on the mound and, you know, pitch well. I mean,
yeah,
he hit high 90s. I think he hit 100 on a couple pitches. So hopefully the arm strength is there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Clark Schmidt, what do you think?
He looked good in his one start. So now is it? He's pitching again tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Or today.
Today, yes, against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so I think he had a good first start. Hopefully he continues. I think he's got to have a little something in his head where, like, everybody's saying, you know, we need a fifth starter. Like, what am I, chop liver? You know, I did it last year. I think I had a decent season for my first year as a full-time starter. You know, I think he's got in his mind, I've got something to prove this year. And coming off his first start, I think he's off and running. So let's see him keep it up.
Now, somebody who's not going to be keeping it up for 60 days.
Yes, Lasagna.
It's sad, honestly, because here's a guy who 3 years ago, AJ and I were talking about this guy could be potentially the next closer.
Like, yes.
Electric stuff. And that's now what he everybody can't stay thought. On the field.
Yep. And this is the end of his contract. He's a free agent after this year. I'm just guessing, but now when he comes back from this, it's his shoulder, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's his shoulder. When he comes back from this, if he can't finish the season and be what they expected, I can't see them offering him a contract. You're a free agent. We got to let you go. You know, enough's enough, especially if he gets hurt again. He's got to come back from this and show when, you know, however, what do you say, 60 days? So now you're talking about coming back near the end of June. He's got to be there the rest of the season.
Yeah, so there he's on the 60-day IL for what the Yankees announced as a right flexor strain, which is in the forearm. It's the meaty part of your forearm.
Yeah, how do you? All right, I failed out of med school. I can't tell you anything.
And in his place, the Yankees called up Dennis Santana, who was with the Mets last year.
Yeah, he pitched today.
Yeah, he did. He looked all right.
Yeah, he looked all right today. Hey, they gave us Santana. We gave them Severino. It's even. It all works out.
It's a wash.
Yeah, it's a wash. Hey, you're forgetting to do something.
What I forget to do?
Aren't you supposed to do the answer to last week's trivia?
Ah.
Ah.
We got so into this. All right. So let's rewind due to trivia. So our trivia question from last week came to us from the podcast Paisano AJ, and he sent in the following brain buster. AJ said, this player homered from both sides of the plate in the same game 5 times during his tenure with the Yankees. He also did it. Now, I think we have to correct AJ. This person also did it at least 3 other times. It was four. All right.
Yep.
This player did it with 4 other teams at least 1 time. Name the player. Now, nobody chimed in from social media, email, or voicemail. Nobody chimed in.
I would have thought you would have got him on that one.
Nobody chimed in. But you and I thought about the question. We debated it after we stopped recording last week. We talked about it on Easter. And we came up with Nick Swisher. Swishalicious.
Well, originally we thought it was either going to be Teixeira.
Right, because we had to think of people who played with multiple teams.
Or Swisher. Then it was just a question of, well, who played for more other teams?
Yes.
And ended up Teixeira did not play for enough other teams. He didn't play for 4 other teams. So it came down to Swishalicious. And it was, and that's, he's the answer to the trivia question.
Yes. Thank you, AJ, for sending in some audio to let us know the answer. We had to stumble our way through it. Although he did confirm it in an awkward way when I said, we came up with Nick Swisher. And he was like, how'd you come up with that? Which led me to believe that wasn't the answer. And then he said, yeah, it's Nick Swisher. But we will have another Yankee baseball brain buster coming up before the end of this episode. And you came up with a good one today, Pop.
All right. Well, that's later on.
Yes. All right. So the rest of this series, we've got the Toronto Blue Jays today and tomorrow. We got Clark Schmidt on the mound and Luis Gil making both their 2nd starts on the season. And then the Miami Marlins come to town April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Again, that Monday night game has been moved from 2:05 to 6:05. So that way people aren't in the stands looking up and going blind during the eclipse. And for that series, we will have Nestor Cortez, Carlos Rodon, and Stroman on the mound. Then the Yankees have an off day on Thursday before they travel to Cleveland for a weekend series against the Guardians April 12th, 13th, and 14th. I did not project ahead the pitching matchup that far ahead. That's what it is.
We forgive you.
Yes. The last thing before we get, again, we're going to go right back to the trivia. So we got this little segment around MLB, and I wanted to bring up a little news with the Oakland Athletics. The Oakland Athletics have come to an agreement with the city of Sacramento, shout out Steve Summers, Sacramento, California, to play next season and the following 3 to 4 seasons at a minor league ballpark that seats, I think, 14 or 15,000 people, and they will call Sacramento home for the next 4 to 5 years while they do something in Las Vegas. From what they shared on the broadcast about this and what I've read, the A's will not officially become the Sacramento A's, so you won't have A's jerseys that say Sacramento on it. Basically, everything's going to have A's or Athletics on it, but they're going to be in Sacramento for the next 4 to 5 years before they go to Vegas, if they ever get to Vegas.
They might stay in Sacramento forever.
They might. And you know what the owner of the A's came out and said? Can't wait to see guys like Aaron Judge come to this minor league ballpark and hit. He's more excited about the opponents coming in.
Yeah, it's a 278 down the right field line.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knows? Who knows?
I'm so surprised. That'll be fun.
Hey, Major League Baseball has to approve it. So
it's happening. Anything else from the first week of baseball highlights? Anything stand out to you?
From around everywhere, I just concentrate on the Yankees. I want to see more consistent hitting. It does bother me that they've been shut out twice in their 2 losses.
Yes.
We talk about that balanced lineup, lefty, righty, putting the ball on, putting the bat on the ball and making the pitchers pitch. It just gets me that, we used to hear about, they haven't been shut out for 85 games or they haven't been shut out since last season. And here we are, we're a week in and they've been shut out twice so far. So that bothers me. Let's get it together. I don't care about the long ball, whatnot. I want to see the ball put in play. I don't want to see these pop-ups. I want to see line drives. I want to see the ball hit from line to line.
And I believe I saw something about today's game that this is the first time in quite some time that they've been shut out on opening day at Yankee Stadium, like since like the 60s.
Probably. I heard them talking the other day. Where was it? About when the Martian comes back.
Yeah.
And like, what are we going to do? What's going to be the setup, you know, with the outfield and whatnot? And they were making sense, you know, Soto, Judge, Verdugo, you know, somebody's the DH, the Martian goes in, you know, you can fiddle around with it. I don't know if the Martian goes out and starts playing the field right away. I don't know if they even make him start off with the Yankees. Do they put him in the minor leagues for a while to, you know, get everything going again or whatnot? But the one thing that did pop up in my mind, I was like, if things don't change, Steinbrenner, I know it's a lot. Eat the contract. Goodbye, Stanton.
I think BT and Sal were talking about that today a little bit. They were at the Hard Rock at Yankee Stadium for their midday show. And yeah, I mean, we've been talking about eating the Stanton contract for quite some time. He looks horrendous. And yeah, he got into one. He's got a home run, but he just, I mean, yeah, okay. He reshaped his body, but yeah, he still looks so stiff in the box.
Yeah, he's swinging it. Like, again, if you're a major leaguer, I mean, he's been playing for over 10 years. You got to have some sense of, like, recognizing pitches and what's being thrown. And you could almost tell in watching it on TV, when the ball leaves the pitcher's hand, you could tell, oh, he's throwing his slider. That's going to break away and go. And, you know, if Stanton was batting left-handed, it would have hit him in the butt.
Yeah.
And he's swinging at it. I mean, you're missing it by 3 feet. Here's what I don't get about him.
He came to the Yankees in 2017, right?
The National League MVP.
He was the reigning National League MVP for 2016. Okay.
Yep.
He has not put together anything even remotely close to an MVP caliber season since he came to the Yankees. Yes. Has he gone through little stretches, you know, 2 weeks here, 2.5 weeks there, where he's hit the crap out of the ball and had exit velo that's record setting and he just continues to, you know, break his own records with exit velo? Did he have a good playoff a couple of years ago?
Yeah, against Boston. But again, it's a spurt. It's a week, maybe two, and that's it.
He is not. I don't know if it's because the Yankees didn't let him play the field when he got here, or I don't know what his mentality has been. Now, again, he has certainly been criticized heavily since he's come here, and I will give him credit where credit is due. He has handled the criticism with class and professionalism and has never once spoke out against the fans or the New York media. He just, you know, I guess he's that strong, but he has not lived up to what I thought we were going to get in getting Giancarlo Stanton.
Yep. Nowhere near.
And you're right. They should eat that contract when the time is right, or run him out there and maybe he's tradable at the deadline. Maybe you can turn him into a starting pitcher. I don't know. But either way, they're going to be eating some of that salary.
I'm sure if they released him where they're responsible for his salary, I'm sure somebody will take him.
Oh, for sure.
And in my mind, I mean, if all of a sudden it's like I'm out of New York and he recovers, God bless him. I'd rather see him do good than keep doing what he's doing here. This is an embarrassment.
Yeah, he just doesn't look good.
Nope.
Did I have his stats up? I had the pitching stats. Let's see.
What is it? I think he's batting 50.
24 at bats, 13 strikeouts. He's batting .125.
13 strikeouts already?
13 strikeouts.
So that's in 24 at bats.
Yes.
So out of 100 at bats, what's your math? 4 times 13 is?
28. No, sorry.
No, that's happening, Costello. No, it's 52.
That's striking out more than half your at bats. Yep.
Yeah,
he scored 2 runs. He's got 3 hits. He's got a double and a home run. So he's 4 for 24.
Yep. No. To be revisited as soon as, like I said, if the Martian's ready.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the complete opposite of Giancarlo Stanton. Anthony Volpe. Volpe. 26 at-bats, 11 hits, 3 doubles, a homer. He's only struck out 6 times. Had a clutch single today in the bottom of the 9th inning. He just, again, this level swing, his new approach, looks like he's spraying the ball to all fields.
Yeah.
It is nice to see this kid really developing. He's currently batting .423.
Yep.
And if the kid can bat .280, that would be a vast improvement over last year.
Yep, definitely.
Juan Soto in his first week, he is 10-for-33. He's batting .303.
They showed it. He was, they had his splits, and it's really the tale of two players. The way he started off in Houston. And
first
then,
four, second four games. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, but he's still making the pitches work, and he'll be fine. He knows what he's doing. See, with him, he knows what he's doing. All right, you went 1-for-13, but we know your rebound. Stanton, you went 1-for-13, and
yeah,
we don't expect anything.
Thoughts on Aaron Judge a week into the season?
I thought he was coming out of it, the last game in Arizona. I had thought watching in Houston that he was like out in front. His timing wasn't right. Then I liked what I saw on Wednesday where he hit the home run to right center field. Then in the 11th inning, he hit the double to right center field. And I'm like, okay, good. Now he's seeing the ball. His timing is looking better and whatnot. Today, what? He walked twice.
Yeah.
Didn't get a hit. But again, not a lot of them did hit. So, you know, he'll be going on a tear. Again, I think he can make the recovery, whereas somebody like Stanton, no, you know, you haven't made the recovery for 5 years, so.
Yeah. You know who else I've also been impressed with? John Birdie.
Yes, I like him.
I like his defense. I like him.
I'm surprised he hasn't played more.
Well, I mean,
Cabrera's hot, but I'm just surprised, like, at second base that Torres hasn't, like, had an off day yet. I thought maybe they'd stick him there.
Well, they put up a graphic about Birdie today, and he's got experience all over the field at the major league level, other than first base. I think he's got some games catching under his belt too.
Wow!
So they were saying that he could probably, while he's not as tall, could probably play a little first base, but he's got games all over the field.
Yeah, if you're that kind of player that you can play the outfield, second, third, you can play first base. You can do it.
I mean, I'd like Rizzo to pick it up a little bit. I mean, he's 7-for-31, 7 strikeouts, 3 walks. So I think, again, a lot of these guys just kind of, they got to get that first little roll in them. You know, give us a week of, you know, a couple home runs. Let's get some extra base hits.
Yeah, you got to remember, they spoiled us. That first spring training game when they scored like 2,000 runs.
Yeah.
They kind of spoiled us that day.
Now, also, I'll make this last point unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
No.
I would like to see more Austin Wells and less Jose Trevino.
Yes, Trevino, I don't think has gotten off to a good start. I like Austin Wells at bat. He makes the pitches pitch. He puts the bat on the ball. He fouls things off. I like him. I like him a lot.
And even just numbers-wise, I mean, Trevino is 1-for-12. He's batting .083. Wells has, he's 3-for-14. So, but the quality of the at-bats, I mean, it's going to be Wells by the end of the season, who's going to be your full-time catcher. And that's the future because he's the kid.
Yep, I could see it. And who knows? They got other catchers in the minor leagues. Every time they talk about what they got, there's like 3 or 4 of them are catchers and 15 shortstops. So
I just learned today we are down a catcher. The great Ben Roethlisberger got traded. So we'll never know. Yeah. They traded him.
Yeah, no, they did that last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
All right.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, I'll give you the trivia.
All right. Real quick, before you get to the trivia, I want to thank SeatGeek for powering the Chase for 28 podcast. If you are looking for tickets to Yankee games at home or on the road or concerts or really any sporting event, you need to check out the SeatGeek app. Use promo code Chase for 28 at checkout, and you can get $20 off your first purchase on the SeatGeek app. Go to chasefor28.com/SeatGeek.
You waiting for me?
I'm waiting for you. Let's go. New trivia question.
I don't know if you had more More promos. Okay, here's the trivia. Who are the only two Yankees who won the Rookie of the Year award, and then in their career, they also were named the American League MVP? So not in the same year, but in their career, they were the Rookie of the Year, and then they won the MVP award for the American League.
And this is with the Yankees on both?
With the Yankees on both.
All right. So hit us up on Twitter. We are at chasefor28pod. You can also email us feedback at chasefor28.com. And you could send us a lovely voicemail, chasefor28.com/voicemail. Let us know your thoughts on the trivia question and your thoughts on the Yankees in general. Also, if you want to support the show, there's a couple ways you could do it. First and foremost, tell a fellow Yankee fan about this podcast. Word of mouth goes a long way in helping us reach new listeners. You could also become a legend. Visit chasefor28.com/legend and consider donating to the show if you're getting value from us. Finally, you could show your love for the Yankees and the podcast. You could visit chasefor28.com/merch and get your hands on some podcast swag. We've also got the wonderful t-shirts available now, so check those out. And again, thank you to SeatGeek for the support. Use promo code CHASEFOR28 at checkout. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Chase for 28. We'll be talking while the team's in Cleveland next week. You excited?
Yep. Oh, I'm thrilled.
All right. All right. You say something to take us out of this episode. I did it last week.
Gee, why don't you give me a little warning? No. Everybody, enjoy the week. Enjoy the sun hiding on you. Don't look at it. I always thought, imagine if the Yankees hadn't changed the time. There's a fly ball hit. Outfielder. I can't see it.
The Yankees are blind.
I'm blind. All right. Everybody, have a good week, and more Yankee baseball next week. Take care.